So most bladder cancers turn out to be bladder cancers of a reasonably low stage, and there are a whole variety of tools that you have. How does that work?
As you pointed out, there's about approximately 80,000 new diagnosed bladder cancers a year. And it's a very simple way to think about it. 75%, so 3 out of 4 people, will be diagnosed with early stage disease. And then 1 out of 4 will be diagnosed with what's called muscle invasive disease, which is where the tumor is growing into the deep wall of the bladder. But the majority are early stage. And when you have early stage disease, there's a number of different ways that we approach this. We can remove the tumor, and that might be all we need to do if it's a low-grade superficial tumor. Or if when we remove the tumor, if it has high-grade features or aggressive features, then we're going to treat that with medications put inside the bladder to help prevent it from coming back.
And what kind of medications do you have at your disposal? Yeah.
So one of the
beauties, kind of a funny one, yeah.
One of the beauties of bladder cancer is, and this is sort of a fact that not all people know, is that it was actually, bladder cancer is treated with one of the first forms of immunotherapy. Okay. In 1974, a urologist actually from Canada who was working at the NCI developed and discovered that putting a live attenuated mycobacterium, so TB, which doesn't have the viral elements in it, it's called BCG.
It's a cousin of the vaccine for tuberculosis.
That's right.
It's
a vaccine-like approach. We place this form of treatment or immunotherapy called BCG inside the bladder. We do it once a week for a total of 6 weeks. And what it does is it activates the patient's own immune system, and it sends these special cells down to the bladder that help prevent the cancer from coming back and also prevent it from progressing. And that has been the mainstay treatment for what's called high-risk non-muscle invasive bladder cancer for 40-plus years.